All right, welcome back to Street Smart. It's time for a reality check now. Every week we dive into the myths surrounding the economy and seek to reveal the facts. Today we're going to tackle President Obama's proposed budget. Veronique DeRogie is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center, and she has combed through the data for us. And Veronique, we want to start with your first myth, which is myth number one, under the president's budget, we will live within our means. And you say the fact is actually that debt and spending will grow under the president's fiscal year 2012 budget. Why do you say this?
Well, I mean, if what the president is proposing really is a new definition of fiscal responsibility, I want my credit card company to change, you know, how they treat me and how they define living within our means. I mean, the debt held by the public, which is like the debt that we owe to our investors, foreign and domestic.
We have a chart of that. Let's pull up the first chart here.
Is going to double if everything goes according to plan, which, as we will see later, it won't. It will get worse. But it is going to double from $9 trillion today to $18 trillion.
So nowhere living within our means.
Means like increasing, doubling the debts, right? And this is a product of overspending, right? And so, no, it is not.
What about short-term deficits? You say they'll grow as well, and we have a chart that shows that.
Well, actually, yeah. They will grow, and at some point they're projected to go down. But the interesting things about that chart that is not coming up, but it should be coming up, is like, basically, let me remind you the facts. It's like 2 years ago when the president introduced his first budget, it was called A New Era of Fiscal Responsibility. And in that budget, he promised that in 2011, this year, the deficit will be a little over $900 billion. This year, we're having a $1.6 trillion deficit. He also said that by 2012, the deficit will be $581 billion, and it's projected to be $1.1 trillion. So, I mean, it's not so good
at actually projecting.
We haven't been, we're not, and I mean, the debt, I mean, look at this debt.
Veronique, one thing we talk about when we talk about the budget, the president's budget, is we talk about the discretionary versus the non-discretionary. You say, myth number two, the president's budget reduces 2012 discretionary spending by 5%. You say the fact actually is that the cuts in the president's budget are actually budget gimmicks. And we've got a chart that's going to take a look at U.S. discretionary spending as a proportion of total spending. So why is the fact that we're really just seeing budget gimmicks here?
Discretionary spending is everything but entitlement. So it's defense, and it's the part of the budget that the Congress reappropriate every single
everything
year.
But entitlements and defense. So not defense, not Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security.
Yes, and every president kind of wants to set some standards and records, you know. But the reality is, this share of the budget has actually been going down progressively since the '60s because of the growth in entitlement spending. And why the reason why I'm saying that it's a budget gimmick is because a lot of the, not only is it going down automatically because the other share of the budget is growing, but more importantly, what he's done, what he's called spending to reduce that part, is actually take, for instance, like $14 billion in Pell grants and shove them into the other side.
So they're kind of getting reclassified,
yes.
Aren't
so just,
they?
Yeah, exactly. Reclassified. This is a budget gimmick. It's a meaningless, also kind of standard, you know, to
and
just
yet genius. Treat. And yet sheer genius.
I mean, you know, you hear all these like screaming out for like, you know, the evisceration of the American middle class because of these cuts.
I do that in my home budget as well.
Yeah.
You know, high-speed internet and cable television, that's not discretionary spending.
Gotta have it.
Let's look at number three. The president's budget accurately reflects economic and policy realities. You say the fact is that the president's budget is unrealistic when it comes to the economy and his policies. Why?
So you saw the debt, right? And it's growing. But this is unrealistic. It's going to be much worse. And the reason is because, for instance, the president has projected the economy to grow at very unrealistic pace. Like, for instance, he projects in real terms roughly 4% projection, which is almost double what the private sector is actually projecting. Private forecasters are actually projecting what's going to happen. And the other thing is that allows him, because the economy in his world, in his dream, is growing so fast, to actually cut unemployment rates, and that allows him not only to pencil in a lot of revenue, but also, you know, to cut spending for like unemployment benefits. So this is one of the big gimmick. Rosy scenario, they all do it. David Stockman, who was the budget director under Reagan, actually explained that a lot of the budget crisis under Reagan was because of these totally unrealistic assumptions.
So
right?
We're expecting for economic growth or unemployment or so on and so forth. They're not using correct assumptions.
No, they're making it look good because then they can pencil in some revenue increase and some budget cuts. But more importantly, there's all the stuff that actually is probably never going to happen. Like, do we believe that actually the doctor fix is going to actually be fixed? Do we actually believe that Medicare is going to be cut like planned? Well, the CBO doesn't. So when you actually put all these things together, the fiscal picture looks way, way worse.
Wow, that's a downer.
I'm sorry.
But not unexpected.
But we're happy, aren't
it's
we?
Great to have Veronique here and David
check.
Stockman.
It's a great reality
An ally in finding the truth. All right.
Veronique, thank you.
Thank you.